50 KBMW.
All right, back with these two on a Tuesday morning. Welcome to it, November 28th, Snooze Day Tuesday edition. Back to talking real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Morning.
Good to see your smiling faces again.
Great.
It was a long 2 weeks, and every Tuesday I'm going, something's missing here. Really sucking up today, aren't I?
Next time we'll just call you on Tuesdays.
Well, let's talk first. Let's start with numbers. Steve, finally, you got some good news to report.
Yeah, things are finally headed in the right direction and significant this time. You know, most of the rates right now are just barely under 7, and we've been talking 7.5 for a long time here, and so it's a good jump in the right direction.
So what's causing that?
I just think that the number of loans and everything going on nationally has gone way down, and the banks are probably starving for business, and so they got to start doing their thing too a little bit.
Well, here's a question too, and we've discussed this before, the cost of houses right now and the fact that it's jumped significantly, but you don't really seem to have much problem filling those houses. So it's like, well, what does that say about the market in itself?
Well, it's definitely slowed down. You know, we know the interest rates has something to do with that. And being there's not that many listings out there, and yet we haven't had a lot of showings. I'll say it that way, to be honest. And so I got nothing to blame it on. It wasn't the weather. And
right.
So it's rates. I really believe that's a lot of it. And, you know, now in the last couple of days, they've dropped, and I'll call it significantly, finally. And
so typically, though, if they go up, can they go back down that quick, too?
Well, you would hope so, but it's just like gas. It goes up a lot faster than it comes down.
Absolutely. Funny how that works, isn't
yeah.
it? So let's talk about listings. Do you have anything new? Are you guys over there at Action Realty?
You know, we've got a few houses that are in the works, mm-hmm. I'm not aware of any that are coming this week yet. I would think they're probably more than a week out, so...
Well, I can do my old person drive. I've told you that before. Mm-hmm. I'm old, so I go drive around, and I always look for the Action Realty mm-hmm. signs. And there is some. There are a few out there in front of a couple really nice-looking properties, so there's definitely some good stuff out there.
Yeah, there's definitely a few out there, and, you know, a lot of people think when it gets to this time of the year, oh, I don't want to look at a house in the winter, but, you know, keep in mind when we have a contract on a house, many times we close 60 days out. So, it just puts you that much closer to spring, which is a good thing. So,
I got a question. I was perusing around the other day looking at home stuff, too, and I was looking at square footage. How is that determined? Is that an appraisal thing? Is that how that's determined? And how exacting does that have to be when you're talking square footage and buying and selling?
Well, I guess basically we look at the city website that has information on each of the properties listed, and it does have a square footage number there for us to mm-hmm. use. Of course, if we feel it's off, we go in and actually measure the property ourselves or talk to the homeowner, and, you know, we try to do our best to get as exact as we can. But, you know, a lot of times I like to look at square footage cost. A lot of other realtors don't, but I always think it's kind of interesting to see where the numbers end up.
Does it happen a lot where it's off? And have there been occasions where it's been really off where you go, okay, there's no way?
Yeah, we've had several of those cases. And I know at first when I started in real estate, Steve said, the numbers are off on a house. We're going to measure. So
so you guys actually do go in there and figure it out if you have to.
Yeah, we do. You know, after you've done it for a while, you just get a feeling for about what something that's 1,100 square feet feels like. And nine times out of ten, I would say there's probably an addition on a house that City Hall hasn't caught up to yet.
Yeah.
And, of course, always got to tell them, don't you be calling City Hall either because your taxes are going up.
There you go. There you go. I did. And I would imagine I didn't take that into account, too. You know, people put on additions, too, so they added the square footage with that.
Correct. You know, and the city will go out every – it's – quite a bit of time between times, you know, that they might go out and remeasure houses in town and mm-hmm. if they have a big question mark. But it's just over time things change with houses and sometimes they don't catch up to it right away and then, you know, it takes a little while for that to happen.
I'm working backwards on the show today. How are your Thanksgivings, Stu? I should have asked you that right off the bat.
Wonderful. I had all the kids home, so Very great.
And big Thanksgiving table, do a lot of cooking?
Actually, I didn't do the cooking this year.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. Sit back, let somebody else do it. That's a good idea. Steve, how about you? You were traveling this Thanksgiving.
We traveled down to Des Moines, Iowa and back, and it was a good trip. You know, I was a little worried about roads coming home with the snow and stuff, but they were good.
Well, I'm thankful I get to talk real estate with both of you every Tuesday. Steve and Sherry, thanks for stopping in, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday, of course, right around 9:10 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Was through, I was done. That one kiss, I knew there was nothing.